You know, President Trump is putting together a new economic team or some sort of task force that is going to look at the economic condition and what we can do. There's going to be very little we can do, by the way. This is a consumer-driven economy, lest we forget. It's going to be difficult to get things moving, that is for sure. But the task force, hopefully, will not have a lot of academics and politicians on it. It will have some businessmen that might be able to bring some ideas. Certainly, there's going to be more aid flowing to small businesses for sure. That, rightly so, seems to be most of the focus. But you know what? One thing is for certain, we will get through this. I know we've been hearing that a whole lot to the point where we've gotten numb. But we will get to the other side. I think that in some ways we can see the other side, maybe far away, but hopefully we have the confidence to see it. I was thinking, as fear sometimes seems to be increasing, as at least it seemed here where we live, we were hoping our state would never get mentioned in a presidential press conference in Corona, but it did last night. We are certainly moving up. Not a good thing. But you know, I hope that all of you are a people of faith and not of fear. I hope that you are a people of freedom and not of bondage, one of grace, not law. I suspect we could find many things to be afraid of, but I do know we will get to the other side. I just want to share this with you for us to carry through the week. You all remember the story that is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. It's interesting, because they had just been speaking to great crowds. And in the evening, Jesus had said, hey, let's cross over to the other side. That's in verse 35 of chapter 4. Let's cross over to the other side. I don't think the apostles in the boat, and he was talking about the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee, about an 8-mile ride, let's cross over. I'm sure later they thought about it, maybe years later, that it was a promise of God. And I think it was critically important that Mark wrote this down for readers that might have a similar thought that the apostles did. Here's what I mean. Verse 35, he said to them, let's cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. There were other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat up against the boat so that it was already filling up. But he was at the stern asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care if we perish? Then he arose. He rebuked the wind and the sea. Peace be still, he said. The wind ceased. There was a great calm. But he said to them, listen, he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the seas obey him? First of all, let's cross over was a promise. He was asleep through the storm because he wasn't worried. He knew they were going to get across. But they didn't have a whole lot of faith about that. Maybe it was just a function of they didn't know him very well yet. But I think Mark wrote this using the disciples' question, how can this be? As they said at the end, how could this be? How could this possibly be? How could this man, in quotes, get us to the other side? How can he calm a storm with his hand? I think Mark wanted to invoke a very similar response in the minds of everybody that reads this. How can this be? Mark relates the works and words of the one he calls Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in verse 1:1 of Mark. But I do know this, folks, we will get to the other side. I believe God, through this text, is telling us that through the storms, through this pandemic, through things, that we need to rely upon the Lord. If he had no intention of getting us to the other side with merely a wave of his hand, we'd all be in glory right now. Oh, this may be some suffering that he is going to use to hopefully get as many people on their knees to his presence, to be a part of his children in glory. But he will get us across to the other side. Let's focus on that this week. Let's not focus on the fear that everybody seems to be multiplying. This is going to be a rough couple of weeks, as the president said last night. This is going to be a rough couple of weeks. We're going to see death counts go up. And as that goes up, we get more and more fearful. Let's just lean upon the Lord. Let's just know that we will get to the other side. I hope you have a great week and a great day. I wanted to share this with you because I think it's so important that the Lord can calm the storm. I am going to do everything I can to help calm your hearts as well.